Heidi Holton, thanks for choosing this KAXE KBXE conversation. We are member-supported radio, a National Public Radio affiliate in northern Minnesota. We need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcast. Go to KAXE.org, and thanks for listening. Well, you're listening to the Tuesday Morning Show. Last hour, we heard from National Public Radio about conserving private lands, and it was coming out of the Biden administration promising to protect nearly a third of the country's land and water by 2030. The plan is expected to rely heavily on private landowners, and they were talking to some of the folks in northern Wisconsin for that story. Today, we continue our conservation conversation with Northern Waters Land Trust. Joining us are Annie Knight and John Sumption. Today, our conversation has to do with succession planning. Annie, John, thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
So, Annie, tell us a little bit again the mission of the Northern Waters Land Trust and some of the work that you guys do.
Yeah, so Northern Waters Land Trust, we're based out of Walker, Minnesota. We're a nonprofit local land conservation organization. Our methods of conservation are through conservation easements, fee title acquisitions, and community outreach. So that's one of the reasons we love coming on KXE, KBXE to talk about land conservation with the community that we love so much. So actually, I'm going to pass it over to John. John's going to talk about our succession planning workshop that we have. And then John has the opportunity to present our guest. He gets to take my job for this week.
I feel honored.
Yes.
Well, good morning, John and Heidi. And John, I'll report from northeast suburban Longville that we got 1.47 inches.
Wow. All right. I'm adding it to my list.
And we just heard, sorry to interrupt you, John's, but from Shovel Lake and Swatara, 2.4 inches. Glad to get it from Martha. So there we go.
I would have liked to have more in the realm of that 5 to 6 inches, not all in one chunk, but man, do we need it.
Oh yeah.
We are still powder dry. Anyway, onward and upward. What I'm going to be talking about today is we're creating, and I don't know if this is a thing or not, but we're creating future human phenology, John. We're kind of shamelessly promoting today succession planning for your valuable lake property session that we're going to be putting on the end of this month on the 30th. The in-person session is going to be taking place in Bacchus at the Cass County Land Department office, and that's going to be from 4 to 5:30. We'll talk about that more in just a minute. We are very happy to have with us today Derek Jensen, who is a financial planner with Edward Jones, and he is also on the board of the Northern Waters Land Trust. Derek has been a financial advisor for 10 years, and 8 of those have been with the Edward Jones Organization, of course, a supporter of KEXE. Derek currently lives in Park Rapids. He has an office in Walker, and he serves on the board of the Northern Waters Land Trust. Derek is a father, a fiance, and an avid outdoorsman. So we are very happy to have Derek with us today, and he's going to talk about kind of give you a teaser on the session, and also talk a little bit about financial planning for your cabin property. So Derek, welcome, and thank you for joining us. And you are on mute.
There we go.
There you are.
I'm off mute now. Thank you so much, everybody, for having me. It's an honor. It's a privilege to be on the show to talk about the Northern Waters Land Trust and a little bit about what we do as financial planners for those folks that are looking to leave a legacy, do some succession planning with their property.
Okay. Derek, and maybe just I'll kick off. Tell us a little bit about your background and how you came to be involved with the Northern Waters.
Yes, absolutely. Really, where everything came from is my assistant, who just retired. Her husband, Terry Tripp, was a relatively new member to the Northern Waters Land Trust, And he had talked to me about it. He knew that I was very passionate about the environment, very passionate about our area and what the Northern Waters Land Trust, their whole mission behind that. He just felt that I would be a good fit with that. And after sitting down, having a lunch with him, it was pretty clear that this was definitely something that I wanted to be a part of. It was something that I felt that I could be very proud giving back, and also something that I wanted to hang my hat on. And it has been fun. I will say that this is by far the hardest working group of people and an organization that I've ever been a part of. They really do a really good job. So that's really how I came to the Northern Waters Land Trust. It was more about what I could do to give back to the place that I loved, the area that I loved. And it's just been a really, really phenomenal pairing. So yeah, been very happy to be here.
Derek, why would you say that planning, especially planning for a lake property, is so important?
Good question, John. Really, you know, really what happens through that, through the whole part of going or walking into planning with succession planning or legacy planning or anything like that, where we started from was, what does the client want? What do the individuals want? How do they want that legacy to be left? What do they want with their assets? And why? And again, going back to your question, why is it important? Because it used to be the old adage, don't ask, don't tell, you get what you get. And maybe there's going to be something left for you. Maybe there isn't going to be anything left for you. Well, what we found out through time is that if you don't have a plan, those wishes, that legacy that you want to pass on, just will never come to fruition. So it's very important to get those people involved in that planning portion of your legacy, making sure that you got the right people involved. And whether it be your attorney, your CPA, your financial advisor, everybody comes together to make sure that your wishes, what you want to have done, really does come to fruition, and that the future generations will have the opportunity to enjoy what you got to enjoy, especially when it comes to your lake property.
You know, Derek, it's a kind of an interesting thing, because I think if we're lucky enough to have a place on a lake, whether it's our cabin or a home, we think of it as ours, and we don't always have that kind of collective idea that we should kind of protect this place. This is kind of a new way of thinking about it.
It really is. It really is. And there are a lot of options out there. You know, and when we start talking about that planning, we start talking about giving down to the generations that are going to be enjoying those properties, like we got to enjoy that property. It's really about protecting and making sure that is a part of it. There's so many different options. There's so many different ways that planning can be done. And it's important that you get that team of professionals, your CPA, your attorney, your financial planner, all on the same page, so that everybody understands each other and that message is clear and that plan is as precise as it possibly can be. Not only that, but it takes a whole bunch of pressure off of the generation that is going to be inheriting. It can be quite a mess, and I'm sure lots of us have been through it through our parents. Maybe we found out that, you know, after we've inherited something, whether it be that land, whether it be, you know, other assets, that if there isn't a plan, it puts a whole lot of stress on those folks. And I think that that's one of the last things that anybody wants to do is leave behind a big mess and complications.
You know, Derek, talking about the stresses you know, oftentimes you have maybe a family, let's say in my case, I've got five brothers and sisters, so there are six of us. And at that level, it's sort of manageable, but if, you know, if it gets separated out from there, suddenly six becomes 25, and then things get really tricky. How do you accommodate that?
Yeah, that really comes down to, again, it used to be when we passed, when we passed on, or we, it was again, the old adage, you get what you get. At the end, there's going to be, you know, we're going to leave it up to you to figure out how all this gets split out. And for those folks that own those assets, how important, it's always so important to go back and have that conversation with your kids. Hey, look, you know, there's five of you, there's four of you, whatever there may be, who wants this? You know, does everybody want a piece of this? Does everybody want that, you know, a part of this cabin? Who, you know, how do we split that up and make sure that there is a message and talking about that plan and about leaving that property before, you know, it's too late is so important. It is a process, but it's such a, you just see people's relief once that planning is done so that they know exactly what's going to happen when they pass away, what kids are going to be a part of this. Maybe there are some kids that, you know, get bought out. Maybe it goes to an entity. Maybe you find out that the kids really don't want it. And then what are our options after that? How do we sell that? Is there a trust involved? So like you said, John, there's so many different, each situation is so unique, and it's so important for folks to have those conversations with their kids or with the people that are going to be inheriting that piece of property and make sure that everybody's on the same page.
You're listening to Conservation Conversation. It's KEXE, KBXE. That's Derek Jensen from Edward Jones in Park Rapids. We've also got John Sumption and Annie Knight from the Northern Waters Land Trust. So it sounds complicated. How do you start this succession planning?
Great question. Oftentimes the first person, obviously as a financial advisor, we get these questions all the time. And a lot of folks don't have an attorney. Maybe they have a tax preparer, but maybe not a CPA, somebody that can advise them, you know, what are the ramifications of each option when it comes to money, when it comes to what that's going to look like. But really what I would suggest is that if you have a trusted financial advisor, have that conversation with them. A good financial advisor will point you to, you know, an estate planning attorney. They'll get you lined up with the CPA that can help you get all of those questions answered. Or if you already have an attorney, talk to your attorney, ask them, make sure that they understand what you really want. You can alleviate a lot of stress just by going to that professional, that trusted person, whether it be your financial advisor, your tax preparer, or your attorney, estate planning attorney, and just ask those questions, and they can set you down that path. And it once you start that path, once you've had that conversation, it's a set of, I would say, almost like dominoes. You start with one and you go through the whole thing until it's taken care of. It can take sometimes months to years, but those trusted advisors will definitely help you get going into to the right path and make sure that your wishes are definitely upheld.
And from a conservation standpoint, from the standpoint of the Northern Waters Land Trust, if that estate plan includes a conservation legacy that you want the property that you're passing on to be conserved, that's where we kind of come in and we can help you do that. Or if you want to leave a legacy of a trust or a bequest to an organization like ours, we are equipped to handle that and to make sure that your wishes are carried out.
That's right. The Northern Waters Land Trust, we do a fantastic job, and it's not about making sure that we get all we can get. It's more about making sure that, you know, what you want to have happen to you with your property, we make sure that that those goals are upheld.
And also, that said, one of the things we should make clear here is that we're not here to help you decide who gets grandma's dishes. We would, however, encourage you not to throw them at each other. So,
oh gosh. So tell us about coming up September 30th. There's a cabin succession planning workshop. It is virtual as well as in person. Is that right?
That is correct, Heidi. It's going to be September 30th. It's going to take place from 4 to 5:30 in the afternoon. And as you said, virtual and in person. The in-person session will take place at the Cass County Land Department meeting room, and that's in Bacchus. If you go to our website, northernwaterslandtrust.org, you'll see on the front page, there is a sheet that explains all the logistics of it. It is a masks required in-person session, so be apprised of that. Along with Derek, we have a team of experts, Andy Beeble, who is a retired CPA, Laura Hansen, who is an attorney with Breen and Pearson in Walker, Mike Burton, who is the External Relations Officer for the Initiative Foundation of Blue Falls, and of course, Derek with Edward Jones. So we've got a great panel of people. People can ask questions. We'll go through brief presentations from each expert, and then open it up for questions. So it's going to be a great session, so we hope more people will sign up. There's a virtual and an in-person sign up again on our website, northernwaterslandtrust.org, and we really encourage people to participate.
Do you have to live in Cass County to go?
No.
Okay.
Our service area is Cass, Crowing, Hubbard, and Aiken counties. And no, anybody in the whole world can sit in on it if they'd like. We are looking, you know, we specifically assist people in those four counties. But no, open to anybody, Heidi. Even people from Itasca County.
There we go. That's John Sumption, Annie Knight from Northern Waters Land Trust. Derek Jensen's been talking to us about succession planning from Edward Jones in Park Rapids.
Thanks as usual for having us on.
You're welcome. Thanks so much.
Thanks for joining us.
That's our monthly conservation conversation.